This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. You know the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl last night, but who won the other big contest, the Battle of the Super Bowl Commercials? Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson watched the game with a group of friends and a big vat of chili. Here he is now with the official call.
Immediately after kickoff, Bud Light hits us with the first of an endless stream of Anheuser-Busch ads.
Are you ready?
In this one, a six-pack is thrown from an airplane, and the pilot jumps after it.
Fresh, smooth, real Bud Light.
See you, dude!
Funny? Sure, I guess. But this ad is not appreciably different from any regular season ad. America wants more from the lead commercial after a Super Bowl kickoff. This slot should be reserved for a showstopper, not a run-of-the-mill beer ad. The disappointment begins.
Hey, I'm late for this award show. Can I get a ride?
Come on, hop in.
Our first celebrity endorsement spot. P. Diddy gets to an award show by hitching a ride in a Diet Pepsi truck.
I didn't know P. Diddy drove a Diet Pepsi truck.
Some other celebs mistake the truck for Diddy's stylish new wheels and buy Diet Pepsi trucks of their own.
Hey, yo, P! Check out my new ride.
It's an okay ad. Sadly, it's not as good as the story the New York Times recently ran about celebrities, such as Ashton Kutcher, who actually bought something called the Commercial Extreme Truck, which weighs 7 tons and rides at the same height as an 18-wheeler. Truth, once again, trumps fiction.
FedEx is determined to have the best commercial in the Super Bowl.
FedEx Kinko's goes meta with an ad that lists 10 Super Bowl commercial essentials. Examples include celebrities, dancing animals, cute kids, and a groin kick.
Sorry, Mr. Reynolds.
This was the funniest, smartest ad of the entire Super Bowl. It gets bonus points for preemptively dissing every ad that followed. One quibble, this ad could have been for anything. It told me next to nothing about FedEx Kinko's service, and I doubt most viewers will remember what the ad was for. Also, stop doing my job, FedEx Kinko's. When the ads themselves provide a cutting critique, I fear my days are numbered. An ad for internet domain registrar GoDaddy.com gives me flashbacks to boom-era Super Bowls, back when internet startups would blow their seed money on a single ad.
I'd like to be on a commercial.
The GoDaddy spot features a busty woman and then a clear and concise description of GoDaddy's offer.
It's a website where you can register .com names for only $8.95 a year.
And what exactly
Simple,
will you be doing
memorable.
On this commercial?
Worth $2.4 million? I don't know. I'm so confused by the ad for Silestone Quartz Surfaces. It features stars from the 1985 Chicago Bears and washed-up basketball player Dennis Rodman.
I am Diana Pearl.
Naturally beautiful, durable quartz.
Why would I take advice from Dennis Rodman on which surfaces to use when I refinish my master bathroom? Third quarter. Game way too close for comfort. Go Pats. AmeriQuest has some funny ads. In one, a guy talking on his cell phone about a negotiation says,
"Well, I hate to tell you this, but you're getting robbed."
And gets mistaken for a crook. Game ends. Pats win. Chili settling. And that's it. The Super Bowl of advertising is over. Fun moments here and there, but overall a big letdown. Since when must every ad be funny and light and stupid? Where are the dramatic, spine-tingling event ads? I can't imagine we'll be talking about last night's ads a year from now. Never mind 20 years from now, the way we still talk about the Apple Computer 1984 ad from that year's Super Bowl. If this keeps up, folks might actually start watching for the game.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson. He writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.